April showers shrinks drought coverage. I'm Danielle Droughtsman with your farm news update. Drought eradication nationwide for the month of April.
We started April with drought coverage at 43.4% by April 29th, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That number was slightly below 37%, resulting in a net decrease in U.S. drought coverage of 6.4 percentage points.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says, for comparison, last autumn's peak drought coverage for the country was over 54%.
Means that we have dropped drought coverage in the U.S. more than 17 percentage points since the end of October 2024.
Dramatic improvements in April were noted in the Plains, Midwest, and the Eastern U.S.
However, we did see some deterioration in South Georgia and across Florida's peninsula. We also saw some April deterioration in the drought situation in the Southwest, in parts of Montana as well.
Rippey compares drought coverage for corn and soybeans from the start to end of April.
Speaking of the corn and drought numbers, this 20% of the U.S. corn production area in drought near the end of April. Compared to 4 weeks ago, that number was 39%. And before planting began back in the late winter, early spring, the corn production area in drought had been as high as 60%, reflecting that the pre-planting conditions were a lot drier than they are now. We did see some of that rapid planting because soils had been relatively dry, but at this point, we're starting to pick up enough rain that we are seeing a slowdown in some of those planting activities. Very similar picture as you move to the soybean numbers and looking at those for the end of April. Just 15% of the U.S. soybean production area in drought. Compare that to 33% just 4 weeks ago, and a late winter, early spring high of 50%. So again, reflecting the reason why we did have some quick planting early in the season that has now slowed a bit as rains have picked up markedly across the Midwest.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Droughtsman.